stay with us after that for Hip Hop Express at 6, Blues Live at 8, and their Bachelor Pad featuring lounge music and Exotica at 10. You're listening to Smile Politely Radio. SmilePolitely.com is the place to go for all things local. Arts, culture, food and drink, music, opinion, tech, and more. I'm Rebecca, and to get us started today, we heard a track from the Ars Nova. We heard G-String, and Ars Nova is playing at Cowboy on Saturday at 9, so go check that out. And I'm joined in the studio today by Claudia. Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
Claudia is the executive director of the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, an organization with a long history in Champaign County. And to get us started, I thought you could tell us a little bit about the work that Champaign County Healthcare Consumers has done over the last several decades.
Okay. Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me here.
Yeah, thank you.
Champaign County Healthcare Consumers has been around since 1977, and our mission is healthcare for all, and also making sure that people have a voice in the systems that affect their lives and their well-being. And our work sort of falls into two different categories. We do community organizing work, and that's where we organize people in the community to take collective action to change something, to bring about some sort of change, whether it's practices at a local hospital that need to be changed, or whether it's trying to support legislation that needs to be passed, or whether it's creating some new resource here in the community. So we do community organizing. The other side of our work is that we also provide individual services for free to community members who need help with health care. And that can be anything from enrolling people in health insurance to helping them deal with health insurance problems, or helping them get access to affordable dental care, prescriptions. And a lot of times in the course of doing that work, we end up doing case management, because a lot of times people have pretty complicated needs and they need, you know, sort of ongoing support and help. And we serve over 500 clients a month doing that kind of work.
That's incredible. Can you mention some of the recent campaigns that you've had working on projects in the community?
Yeah, so in terms of community organizing efforts, we have a couple of environmental justice efforts that are still ongoing. One is Fifth and Hill Neighborhood Rights Campaign, and that's dealing with a toxic site owned by Ameren in the Fifth and Hill neighborhood here in Champaign. And we've had a lot of success with that campaign in terms of forcing Ameren to clean up their contaminated property. But we've also had ongoing struggles with that, where we're trying to get Ameren to clean up the rest of the contamination that's actually out in the neighborhood. It's a residential neighborhood, and a lot of the area where the homes are is contaminated. And so we're still fighting to try to get that cleaned up. The other environmental justice campaign that we've been working on with a lot of other groups and people is to protect the Mahomet Aquifer. And it was under threat of contamination because of practices at the Clinton landfill. And so we've done a lot of work around that and continue to work on that. And a lot of us who are working to protect the Mahomet Aquifer are now looking at legislative initiatives to try to permanently protect the Mahomet Aquifer. And in healthcare, we've done a lot of work around hospital charity care, billing, fair collection practices, and, you know, things like that. We were also very deeply involved in working with Francis Nelson Health Center and helping it to become to come under the ownership of Promise Healthcare, so that our health center could be locally governed and operated. So those are just a few examples.
Could you speak a little bit about access to healthcare in Champaign County? It's obviously a community with lots of potential resources for getting healthcare. In your experience, to what extent are people in the community connected to those resources?
Well, the good news is that they're much better now than they were even 5 years ago. I've been doing this work here for 18, going on 19 years, and there was a period of time where we had a really severe access to care crisis, when the major healthcare providers were not taking people who had Medicaid health insurance, and they were also not taking people who had medical debt and owed them money. And over time and through community organizing, that has really changed. And also, of course, the implementation of the Affordable Care Act and the expansion of health insurance coverage to people who were previously uninsured has helped tremendously. So access is a lot better now. There are still some access to care issues, especially for lower income uninsured individuals who may not know that there are resources available to them and that they can get health care. There are some specific areas of health care where access is really challenging still, and mental health and psychiatric care is one of those areas. Another area is oral health, dental care. We're very fortunate to have the Smile Healthy Dental Clinic, which is part of Francis Nelson Promise Healthcare, and that has helped a lot. But it's a small clinic, and they certainly don't have the capacity to see everybody who needs to be seen. So those are some of the areas where work needs to continue. But the access to care, the access to care problems have changed significantly because of new resources and new access and new health insurance options. And so we're going in the right direction, but there's still more that needs to be done.
You mentioned the Affordable Care Act. Could you talk a little bit about how it has affected your work or changed your work since that bill was passed?
Yeah. I've been working at Healthier Consumers for about 18 or 19 years. And since the full implementation of the Affordable Care Act, when open enrollment started, and, you know, just a couple years ago, things have really changed. The work with clients has really changed. People come to us and they may need health, you know, some sort of health care, but we're able to enroll them in health insurance and help them to go ahead and get that health care. And so it has changed tremendously. In the past, when health insurance was not available and there weren't coverage options for low-income people and people with pre-existing conditions, if somebody came to us with a pretty severe health problem, it wasn't always easy getting them into care. And a lot of times in the past, literally, I would have to pick up the phone and call doctors who I knew and beg them to see, you know, a particular individual. And it really felt like we were fishing bees out of the river. Just a few years ago, I have clients or had clients in the past, some who even died because they couldn't get the care that they needed when they needed it. And so it's really different now. Now when people come to us, even if they're in desperate shape and have really desperate needs, we're pretty much able to get them covered and get them in to get care pretty rapidly. And so it's a night and day difference. It's a life and death difference. It's really amazing.
In our conversation so far, you mentioned a couple local programs, for instance, Charity Care and the Smile Healthy program. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about those programs and also about other resources that people who don't have health insurance may not know about that already exist in the community.
Sure. Well, in terms of Charity Care, so both hospitals here are nonprofit and they offer financial assistance to low-income individuals. And at Carl, since Carl Hospital and Carl Clinic, where the physicians are, is now all one organization as a result of a merger that took place in 2011, I believe, their financial assistance program applies across the board. So it's not just for hospital-based care. It can be for doctor's visits and you know, outpatient services. And that has made a tremendous difference in people's lives because we can get people qualified for the financial assistance and they can get, you know, discounts on the care that they need to get at Carl on all medically necessary care. And frequently that means that people are getting 100% discount. And that was really instrumental in opening up access to care in our community, even before open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act started. And that's also a program that people can participate in, even if they do have health insurance. So a lot of times people will have health insurance, but they will have high out-of-pocket costs, whether that's in the form of deductibles or co-pays, that they just can't afford. And if they are lower-income people, we can still apply them for the financial assistance at Carl, and then that financial assistance will cover their out-of-pocket responsibilities. So that has been really amazing. And then there's other resources like Francis Nelson Community Health Center, operated by Promise Healthcare, which also operates Smile Healthy Dental Clinic. And there people can go, even if they're uninsured, they can be put on pretty significant sliding scale discounts and go and access care there as well. But I would say if there's anybody out there who doesn't have health insurance, they should probably check to see if they might actually be eligible for really affordable or free health insurance and let us help them out and see what they would qualify for. You know, there's very little reason anymore why anybody should be uninsured.
You were mentioning before the show that the guidelines for income in the state of Illinois regarding Medicaid have changed in fairly recently as well. What kinds of information would you like people to know about access to Medicaid in our state?
Well, we're very fortunate that Illinois is one of the states that chose to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. And that expansion made Medicaid available to people strictly on the basis of their income, whereas before, the way you would qualify for Medicaid was not just based on your income, but you had to meet another category of eligibility, such as being a pregnant woman or having young children or being disabled or being elderly. Now, Medicaid has been expanded to to people for people up to 139% of the federal poverty level, and they don't have to meet any of those categories. They can just, it can be somebody who works at a restaurant, for example, and just is low income. So for the people who are listening, if you're a single individual and you make annually $16,360 or less, you would qualify for Medicaid. And what that means is no monthly premiums. It means your prescriptions are covered, some dental care is covered, and your health care is covered. And we can help people apply for that. So that expansion has been really important, and especially in our community. We actually have a fairly significant portion of the population who is low income, partially by virtue of the kind of employment that's available here in this community. If you look around, you'll see we have a lot of, you know, restaurants and bars and, you know, small businesses and things like that. And so a lot of people are earning those lower wages but can now qualify for Medicaid. People who are above that income level, so if we're talking about an individual who is above the Medicaid level, they can actually get health coverage through the marketplace, healthcare.gov, and get financial assistance to help reduce the cost of their monthly premium. And financial assistance is available for people, individuals, who earn up to about $47,000. So if you're an individual and your income is 30-some thousand dollars, you can still get health insurance through the marketplace, and you will also get financial assistance for your premium to make your health insurance more affordable.
Earlier in the conversation, you were mentioning how one of the main goals of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers is to work on community organizing projects. And one of the things that you mentioned is that have at different times in the past called healthcare providers to talk with them about providing care to certain individuals. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about the day-to-day work of community organizing, what it is like to build relationships with providers, what the relationship of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers is to specifically providers in the community, and maybe a little bit about your kind of philosophy of organizing around these big projects like access to healthcare.
Okay. Well, I'll start with the last part first. So Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, whenever we do an organizing campaign, we follow the three principles of direct action organizing. And those are that you have to give people a sense of their own power. Obviously, providers have a sense of their own power. Regular consumers may not have a sense of their own power. So you have to give people a sense of their own power. You have to make concrete improvements in people's lives, which means that we only do organizing around things that will really result in improving the lives of people. And then the third is that we want to alter the relations of power. And that's really where a lot of our work with healthcare providers has come in. In the past, we had some adversarial relationships with healthcare providers where maybe we would be fighting with them. We might have to protest them, like when we were fighting against very aggressive debt collection practices that resulted in people going to jail because they couldn't pay their hospital bills. You know, a lot of times we were doing protests and sort of, you know, really organizing, but having adversarial relationships. And over time that has changed so that, we work more closely with providers in a collaborative way. We typically bring consumers with us to meet with the providers and then we all work together to sort of, you know, to problem solve. And we've had tremendous success with that, both with Carl and also Presence Covenant. And now our relationship is much more collegial. If there's something going on that's problematic, you know, we can contact somebody at one of those organizations and ask them a question and ask them to help us figure out what's going on. And, you know, they'll communicate with us or help to resolve the problem. And so it's a really different dynamic now. But most of our organizing is actually with the people who are directly affected. So a lot of times we'll have task forces around a particular issue. Right now, for example, we have a Medicare task force. So we have a lot of seniors who have Medicare as their health insurance, but they're struggling with different kinds of problems, including hearing aids. Hearing aids are not covered by Medicare, and they're pretty expensive. If you've ever tried to get hearing aids for somebody, I mean, they're in the thousands of dollars. And for people on fixed incomes, that's very tough. And so we're organizing and trying to see, can we create a local solution to make hearing aids affordable to the lower income Medicare beneficiaries?
When you work directly with consumers who come in to find out about kinds of healthcare through Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, or go to Champaign County Healthcare Consumers to find out about those kinds of services, what do people tend to experience? What is the situation like for somebody going to Champaign County Healthcare Consumers for the first time?
A lot of times I think people are surprised how friendly and warm and helpful we are, because they may have a problem that they feel is just unsolvable and that there is no help out there. They may have gone to other places first to try to get help. And we see a lot of people come in who are pretty desperate. They really need help. For example, with prescription drugs, we might have people who come in who just can't afford their prescription drugs. We've had people from the Clifford Jacobs workers who have been locked out. Their health coverage ended October 31st when their contract ended, and they have prescriptions that they need filled to maintain their health, including blood pressure prescriptions, which are so important, because if people go without those, they can end up having strokes, and you know, these things are so important. And so they come to us looking for help, and almost all the time we're able to help one way or another. And I think that the staff, the community health workers at Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, are really dedicated, and they're also really kind, and they're also willing to think outside the box and try to figure out ways to help people. So most people end up having a very positive experience. They leave, they're very grateful. I've seen people cry with gratitude, and you know, people hug us, and they're very relieved. And then they'll tend to come back again or refer other people to us. So I think we're very down to earth and helpful. And because we're not a government agency, we are able to do, you know, a lot of work that isn't narrowly defined. So we can help people. We can sort of wrap around people. So sometimes, for example, people may need a phone. They don't have a phone. They can't get food stamps because they can't do their interview because they don't have a phone. And so we can help people apply to get the free government subsidized telephones, help them get the IDs that they need, help them apply for food stamps, help them apply for health insurance, help cover the cost of their prescriptions, and so on. There's really a lot that we do.
What's on your wish list for services that you would like to see in Champaign County in the next 5 years or so?
Oh, that's a brilliant question. Two things that immediately come to mind is more resources for mental health. And I would also say the same thing for oral health, for dental care. But one of the things that I would really like to see Champaign County do somehow, some way, is to have a service that helps people apply for disability. Social Security disability applications are very time-consuming and onerous, and people really need help with those to put in good applications. And you can spend a lot of hours with clients doing that. We tend to not be able to do that. I help a few people every year, but those applications are so labor and time intensive. And I think that there's a lot of people out there in our community who are functionally disabled and who have not been able to get through the application process. And if we could help them get through and get them their disability, get approved for disability, they have monthly incomes. They would have, eventually they would have Medicare, and they would be able to basically have stronger and healthier lives. And basically a lot of people just in social service agencies don't want to do that work because it is so labor and time intensive. But that's, I would love to see that service as a free, you know, service for people.
Well, Claudia, how can people contact Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, and also if they would like volunteer or otherwise support the work that you do?
Oh, sure. People can call us at 217 352-6533, and we're in downtown Champaign, just around the corner from WEFT. We're on Main Street. People can also go to our website, which is healthcareconsumers.org, or they can send us an email at cchcc@healthcareconsumers.org. And I would say if there's anybody out there who is uninsured right now or is having difficulty affording the health insurance that they have, you should just give us a call and say that you want to talk to somebody about health insurance, and we'll schedule an appointment for you and help you explore your options.
Thank you, Claudia, so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Claudia Lenhoff is the Executive Director of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, and you have been listening to Smile Politely Radio. SmilePolitely.com is the place to go for all things local, arts, culture, food and drink, music, opinion, tech, and much more. And to take us out, we are going to hear a track by a band called The Infamous String Dusters, who are playing at Canopy on Sunday at 9 o'clock. Have a great weekend.
There's a fork in the road, can't seem to make up my mind. Don't know which way to go, I'm sure running out of time. I'm all alone with my suitcase in my hand, can't find my ticket to the promised land. There's a fork in the road, can't seem to make up my mind. And I'm sitting there too. There's frost on pumpkin, Karen's taking all the chill. Thank you.